Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 2nd, 2007. Once again, a beautiful day as we have prepared this morning throughout this message throughout the morning and now prepared a podcast looking outside into our beautiful world that we live in. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement. And once again today, we've prepared a message that we hope will encourage you regardless of when you may be listening to it or where you may live. Today's message is titled, The Faithful Remnant. We have two scripture texts, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 20, and Romans 11, verse 5.
He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.
Watchman Nee became a Christian in mainland China in 1920 at the age of 17. In 1952, he was imprisoned for his faith. He remained in prison until his death in 1972. Before his departure, he left a piece of paper under his pillow, which had several lines of big words he had written with a shaking hand. He wanted to testify to the truth, and did so in his freedom as well as his captivity until his final breath. That truth is, Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners and resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because of my belief in Christ. Watchman Nee.
Well, as we grew up in Middle America in peace and freedom, we were unaware that Watchman Nee and scores of others were suffering for their faith. They were among the people of God that live all over the world under many conditions. All we who share Watchman Nee's beliefs, as expressed in the simple phrase, are among the faithful remnant.
You've probably heard the phrase, God has always had a people. My faith is strengthened and my courage emboldened as I study the lives of God's people throughout history who are among the faithful remnant. Even during the darkest biblical times, we find faithful followers. In the period of the judges, like Gideon and Jephthah, were listed in the Hall of Fame of Faith in Hebrews 11.
During times of deep apostasy in later biblical history, we read of Elijah and Jehoiada. Daniel would have been in the remnant exiled to Babylon, as mentioned in our first daily text, who remained faithful to God. He was not alone, for the record speaks of his three Hebrew friends as well, and I am sure there are others not mentioned. During the intertestamental period, there were those who remained faithful to God. For example, the unknown scribes during that period who faithfully copied God's word.
All through history, even in the darkest times, the light of truth was never extinguished, and a remnant remained faithful to God. There were brave souls like John Wycliffe who stood up for God, his beliefs under terrible persecution and ridicule prior to the Reformation. Wycliffe translated the Bible into English and organized a group of poor parishioners known as Lollards to go throughout England preaching Christian truths and reading the scriptures in their mother tongue to all who would hear God's word. As a result, the word of God, through Wycliffe's translation, became available to many Englishmen. Wycliffe International, a Bible translation ministry, is named after him.
Many of our brethren continue to be oppressed and persecuted. Donnie Lama, a fellow Daily Encouragement reader, has shared his testimony, and we have posted it online. Today I speak to those who, like the ancient Israelites and those all through the ages, who are seeking to hold their faith in God as a remnant of the faithful. Romans 11:5 remains true some 2,000 years after the Apostle Paul wrote it. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.
I like this commentary concerning the faithful remnant. It's the same today. There's a fiercely loyal minority still. Not many, perhaps, but probably more than you think. They're holding on, not because of what they think they're going to get out of it, but because they're convinced of God's grace and purpose in choosing them. If they were only thinking of their own immediate self-interest, they would have left long ago. End quote.
Today, what a joy to be among that remnant. Today, Stephen and I confess our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and reaffirm our commitment to serve Him wholeheartedly.
We join Watchman Nee in that simple creedal statement in my attendance. Let's say it together, Brooksine.
Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of sinners and resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe.
Well, we hope you will join us today in affirming and proclaiming this essential truth.
Let's pray. Father, we confess with our lips and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for our sins, rose again on the third day, and is now seated at your right hand in heaven. To acknowledge this truth comes so naturally with great enthusiasm, boldness, and conviction when other believers are standing nearby lifting their praises in agreement right alongside us in a church service or a gathering where there is freedom of worship. But the real test of our faith is when we publicly acknowledge these biblical truths when others don't agree, and ridicule or persecution follows. No matter the setting and no matter the testing, by your grace may we be numbered in the faithful remnant of your devoted followers. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, or whenever you happen to be listening to this message. We are again Stephen and Brooksine. Our ministry is on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, Friday, November 2nd, or anytime throughout the weekend, the message will be right up on the main site. Otherwise, it'll be on the archive portion. We are grateful today to serve the living God. I'm encouraged all through the mornings to prepare the message, and now in these final steps, we have some additional material on the website. We have links to both websites telling a bit more about Watchman Nee and John Wycliffe. We also referred to a Daily Encouragement Net reader named Donnie Lama today, and he has sent us his testimony, which we have posted on our site, dailyencouragement.net. We have a link directly to his testimony today. Today we have some photos up on the side, a beautiful farmhouse we took actually last fall in eastern Lancaster County, but I've never used it. We also have a lot of music and video up on the site today, more than usual, in fact. It just seems like as I was looking for songs that I thought might encourage my brothers and sisters in the Lord, I found several. And these are all links, not on our site, but links to either an audio or a video elsewhere on the World Wide Web. Well, thank you, and be blessed today and continue to faithfully serve God as part of that remnant.